Trump living rent-free in Obama's head, claims Trump is annoying neighbor with a leaf blower. By Hannah Knudsen on August 20, 2024. Former President Barack Obama made it abundantly clear during his DNC speech Tuesday evening that former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, is living rent-free in his head, going on and on about him in his divisive diatribe before later suggesting that it is the political right that lacks tolerance. Obama opened up his speech by praising President Joe Biden, whom he identified as a friend. But it did not take long for the 44th president to devolve into a long attack on Trump, perhaps signaling that he is truly concerned there could be a second Trump term on the horizon. This will still be a tight race in a closely divided country, a country where too many Americans are still struggling, where a lot of Americans don't believe government can help, he said, apparently ignoring the great irony of that statement, given that his former vice president has been in charge of the country for 3.5 years. And as we gather here tonight, the people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question: who will fight for me, who's thinking about my future, about my children's future, about our future together? One thing is for certain, Donald Trump is not losing sleep over that question, Obama said before spending a good chunk of his speech criticizing Trump with cheap surface-level attacks that do not hold water. Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala, he said, criticizing Trump's childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes. Notably, he did not explain what these so-called crazy conspiracy theories are. Obama then compared Trump to an annoying neighbor running a leaf blower, noting that it is exhausting from a neighbor but dangerous from a president. Obama then claimed that Trump sees power as nothing more than it means to his ends, bizarrely asserting that Trump seeks to force the middle class to pay the price for tax cuts, which he said would mostly help him and his rich friends. He killed a bipartisan immigration deal written in part by one of the most conservative Republicans in Congress that would have helped secure our southern border because he thought trying to actually solve the problem would hurt his campaign. He said, failing to discuss the border and immigration failures of the Biden-Harris administration, or even his own. Obama also accused Trump of not caring about women, of course, in the context of their ability to murder their unborn children, and then added that Trump wants us to think that this country is hopelessly divided between us and them, between the real Americans who, of course, support him, and the outsiders who don't. Ironically, Obama made that comment after spending several minutes spewing divisive rhetoric about Trump and those who support him. And he wants you to think that you'll be richer and safer if you will just give him the power to put those other people back into place. It is one of the oldest tricks in politics, he said, essentially asserting that Trump and his America First message has gotten stale. We have seen that movie before, he said, referencing the so-called chaos of Trump's first term. And we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America is ready for a new chapter. America for a better story. We are ready for President Kamala Harris, he said, using the leaf blower analogy again, describing Harris as the neighbor rushing over to help when you need it. He also claimed that Harris was not born into privilege but had to work for what she's got. Notably, Obama did not mention that Harris grew up in the most upscale neighborhood in Montreal, which was also the richest one in all of Canada, as Breitbart News politics editor Emma Jo Morris extensively reported. Obama also failed to mention the career boost Harris received in relation to her romantic relationship with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. In other words, Kamala Harris won't be focused on her problems. She'll be focused on yours, he added, also praising her running mate Governor Tim Walz, an individual who has a long history of lying. Let me tell you something. I love this guy, Obama said. Tim is the kind of person who should be in politics.